Morning scripture lesson is taken from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 16, verses 19 to 31. Shall we refer to our scripture, the Gospel of Luke? The parable of the rich man and Lazarus. I shall be reading from the New Living Translation. Jesus said, "There was a certain rich man who was splendidly clothed in purple and fine linen and who lived each day in luxury. At his gate lay a poor man named Lazarus who was covered with sores. As Lazarus lay there longing for scraps from the rich man's table, the dogs would come and lick his open sores. Finally, the poor man died and was carried by the angels to be with Abraham. The rich man who also died and was buried, and his soul went to the place of the dead. There, in torment, he saw Abraham in the far distance, with Lazarus at his side. The rich man shouted, 'Father Abraham, have some pity. Send Lazarus over here to dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue. I'm in anguish in these flames.' But Abraham said to him, 'Son, remember that during your lifetime you had everything you wanted, and Lazarus had nothing. So now he is here being comforted, and you are in anguish. And besides, there's a great chasm separating us. No one can cross over to you from here, and no one can cross over to us from there.' Then the rich man said, 'Please, Father Abraham, at least send him to my father's home, for I have five brothers, and I want him to warn them so they don't end up in this place of torment.' But Abraham said, 'Moses and the prophets have warned them, your brothers can read what they wrote.' The rich man replied, 'No, Father Abraham, but if someone is sent to them from the dead, then they will repent of their sins and turn to God.'" Verse 31, "But Abraham said, 'If they won't listen to Moses and the prophets, they won't listen even if someone rises from the dead.'" The Lord bless the reading of His Word. This morning, we are glad to have our brother Philip Yeo from Klang to share God's Word with us. Before that, I'll invite Reverend Mark just to give a quick introductory of our brother Philip Yeo.
Well, it's my joy and privilege just to briefly introduce our speaker, our brother Philip Yeo, originally from Klang. I know the family pretty well. Comes from a very godly family, and Philip Yeo is a third generation Christian, and to see someone of third generation who is that zealous for God is something remarkable. Oftentimes, as the generation goes down, the faith, unfortunately, of many, many lost their faith in the second generation, third generation down. But we have one who is one of the most gifted evangelists that I've come across, certainly in our land, in our country. And he's been involved in the ministry of Gideon's International. If you go to hotels, sometimes you find Bibles there by the Gideons, and he's very much involved in these freelance evangelists, traveling in many regions to preach the gospel. In fact, he's been involved with this and the local prison ministry for over 30 years now. And he's led many people to the Lord, including one of them, Mr. Goh Seng Swee, the nephew of the former Deputy Prime Minister of Singapore, and also a former world badminton champion, Yang Yang from China. And so he's traveled to around a country and neighboring countries, very much available to anyone who would ask him to go even to the remotest part, of the country. He would go because that's God's calling upon his life. And so we're glad really to have him this morning. And he's gifted in many languages and dialects. He can preach in a number of these dialects and languages. And so this morning, let's just welcome him, Brother Filippo. He's has five children, all married, and also five grandchildren. Let's give him a warm welcome as we invite him. And Brother Chiman to interpret.
Well, I thank God for your church and thank Pastor Mark, who has actually been a family friend to us for maybe more than 30 years since Klang, for inviting me to come and share with you.
各位弟兄姐妹, 我感谢你们的教会和蔡善牧师, 因为成为他和他家庭 30多年的朋友, 今天早上, 给我一个机会来, 为大家分享。
I grew up in the Klang Chinese Methodist Church for about half of my life.
我在巴生威里公会呢, 就度过, 我的半生了。
And as you know, I'm a third generation Christian from my grandfather, who they all knew the Lord when they were in China.
我是第三代的基督徒, 因为我祖父呢, 在中国的时候 已经, 相信主了。
My mother has been an inspiration to me. When I was staying in Klang, I noticed opposite our house, there was a house, a family with seven children, and they have those idols and altars, you know, in their garden.
那我的母亲呢，就给了我很大的一个启发，因为呢，在我住家小的时候呢，附近呢，看见很多这些神明和偶像。
A few years later, I went to my mother's house, and I noticed that particular house, there were no more idols, no more altar, all removed. So I asked my mother what happened to them. She said, they are now Christians.
那我就好几年前回去我妈妈的家，就看到对面那个家呢就没有了那些坛和那些的偶像。那我就问我妈妈那怎么回事呢？因为我妈妈就告诉我说他们已经接受主了。
I found out that my mother had been giving them tracts, sharing the gospel for a few years, and she had managed to make them to come to know the Lord, because she thought as a neighbor, it would be her responsibility, her duty to share the good news. And the whole family, seven children, the parents, nine of them have come to know Christ.
那我妈妈就告诉我说，其实呢，我曾经派过一些传单和她传过福音，然后就把他们带到教会里面去了。所以我觉得呢，我身为她的邻居是我的责任来向她传福音的。所以呢，她全家人七个孩子和他们的父母亲呢，九个人都信主了。
Just now, Pastor Mark mentioned one of the people that I led to know the Lord by name of Goh Seng Swee, who is a nephew of Dr. Goh Keng Swee, the Singapore Deputy Prime Minister. Now, he has come to know Christ after about 40 years of people sharing. On the day I met him, I showed him a Chinese word called Hua Ren. If you write Hua, on the left you have Ren Pian, right? On the right, Qi. And what is below that? Below is a cross. So I say 7 days a week, the people worship God who died for them on the cross. And this is Jesus Christ. And after this, God revealed and he became a Christian.
那其实蔡善牧师刚才所提到的，就是新加坡这个副首相的他的侄儿也相信了主，是透过40年。 人家向他传福音的，有一次呢，我就告诉他一个字，就是华字，华人的华，一个人字边，一个七，下面一个十字架的十，所以我就告诉他说，那么人呢，七天，他们就回到教会去敬拜神。Today
I want to share with you on knowing your God and making your God known.
所以今天我要为大家分享的就是，你要认识你的神，也要传扬你的神。It
must make sense. Before you know something, you cannot make that thing known to somebody. like you want to sell something, you want to sell a product, you have to know everything about that product, then only you can sell.
啊，其实是很逻辑的，因为啊，你要啊真正的认识一样事情，你才能够啊像啊把它给别人介绍。就好像你要啊推销一样产品的话，你要啊对这种产品呢很有认识，才能够推销的。
We have known of two people in the Bible, Paul and Peter, that God used them very greatly.
那么我们从圣经也知道上帝使用两个人，就是保罗和彼得。
The reason behind is because these two, they knew their God very, very well.
那么原因就是呢，这两位呢都非常的认识他们的主。
Peter in John chapter 6 and verse 69, he said, when Jesus asked whether they are going to leave him because some of the new disciples left, and Peter replied, of course he said, only you have the words of eternal life. But what he said after that is very important. He said, for we believe and we are sure that thou art Christ, the Son of the living God.
就是在约翰福音第三章那边有提到那么当时呢彼得他就承认承认他认识的是主，因为他说唯有我们的主耶稣是永活的。
Same thing with Paul. Paul in 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 12, he said, for I know whom I believe, and I'm persuaded that he is able to keep that which have committed unto him against that day. For I know whom I believe.
同样的保罗呢在提摩太后书第一章第十二节那边也说过他所认识的是谁，也就是他的真主，因为呢他所信靠的是能够把他保存到永恒的。
So, brothers and sisters, it is very, very important for us to know whom this God that we believe. You see, in Isaiah chapter 40, verse 18, God even asked us, he said, to whom can you compare me with? Whom can you compare me with? So, do you know who this God that you believe in?
所以因此弟兄姐妹认识我们的主是非常重要的，甚至在以赛亚书第四章第十八节呢，上帝也问我们说，你到底真的认识我吗？
Is this God that you believe real to you?
你所相信的这位上帝对你是否真实呢？
There's a beautiful song about, I don't know our translator able to translateA song, My God is real. Have you heard of that? It's a very old song. They say, there are some things I do not know. There are some places I cannot go. There are some things I do not know. There are some places I can go. But I am sure of this one thing, that God is real, for I can feel Him deep within.我身是真在我心里 My God is real, for He has washed and made me whole. 神的大爱好像清清 My God is real, for I can feel Him deep within. So, I cannot tell just how you felt when Jesus took your sins away.But since that day, yes, since that hour, God has been real, for I can feel His holy power. 上帝是真在我心里 My God is real, for He has washed and made me whole. 神的大爱好像清清 My God is real, for I can feel Him deep within. I think he will have problem to translate now. But never mind. You see, one of the things I realize is some of us are not musicians, but we love to sing, like me. I cannot read notes, but I love to sing. Thank God He has given me a very sharp ear. When I hear something, I can sing and also play on the organ by hearing. But I may not sing according to the original tune, because I'm not a musician, but I encourage you, brothers, sisters, when you sing hymns and song, you go for the meaning, the lyric. Yeah? Now, I used to have friends, they laugh at me when my wife said, you're out of tune, you sing. But I'm a person, always I console myself. It does not matter when you sing 100% according to the original tune or not. You know why? Today you go to KFC, KFC, you want to buy KFC, they ask you, original or spicy, right? Original, spicy. Same thing. I can sing original or sing spicy. It doesn't matter. Whether I sing original or spicy, it's still finger licking good. So that's important. You understand, no need for him to do the translation. Now, I just remember, end of last year, I produced a CD. Now, this CD is over a period of 18 years I've been sharing with people with different backgrounds. Some people, they were idol worshippers, many of them ancestor worshippers, some who are Buddhist, Taoist, and some people, I'm sure you have come across when you share with somebody, after all the gods are the same, right? They tell you this. And all these people I met, and thank God I've been able to get them to know and receive Christ. So in this CD, which I brought, some in Chinese, some in English, I think last month when I was speaking in the senior citizen group, some of them have taken, it'll be out there. And you'll be able to learn how you can share with people with this, especially our culture here, a lot of idol worshippers, ancestor worshippers. Let's translate.
那去年年尾呢，我就出版了一个光碟，那里头呢有很多的不同的见证，是给予不同背景的人士，比方说我们的国家呢有很多的佛教徒啊，道教徒啊，有些是拜神明的或者拜祖宗的种种的背景。那这些光碟呢，我都今天早上都带来了，好几些啊，有中英文的啊，然后去年我在你们的这个乐龄人士的三必小组也曾经分享过。
Thomas Goh, or Goh Seng Sui, he listened to this CD, and he was speaking in a place, I think your church is involved in this beautiful gates, you know, those on the wheelchair, the Chinese Methodist Church, or I think your church also sponsoring them. Thomas Goh went there, and there was one woman on the wheelchair, and according to the pastor, she has not wanted to receive Christ, keep postponing. But there in my CD, there was the same case, someone was trying to postpone, and I shared with him, and thank God, he came to know Christ. So Thomas used this same, I call it illustration, and brought this lady to Christ. So all these things, there are about almost 10 different testimonies in this, that you can learn how to tell people about Jesus Christ.
所以在这些光碟里头呢，有十几个见证，是我们大家可以用来学习的，就好像 Thomas Goh，就是新加坡的副首相的侄儿，他呢也是透过这个光碟呢听到了一个见证所接受的，因为他一直听到福音，可是他都一直在延迟，他还不肯接受，不过最终呢他已经接受了。
There are some very important things that you cannot postpone, you cannot wait. You know, in Chinese, especially Hokkien, something which they don't want to do, they say, tan minajit, ho, tan minajit. You know what's the danger? Minajit, kachu chun titit. Can translate.
Hokkien will be help.
Okay, now you'll be very interested to know how a 90-year-old man who had been a Buddhist all his life, and he always said, 等人不可以信主耶稣，等人都要信不可以信主耶稣等人。And he had been sick that year, 2007. Every week he would go in the hospital. And two of the sons, being Christian, worried the father not safe. So they sent so many people. Every week they sent somebody. About 50 people went. I was the last they sent. I went to the Damansara Specialist Hospital. This man, 90 years old, no? Lee Eng Ker. And then he asked me. He said, Boxer, anda ada yang kita tokong, kita tokong, kita tentong, ha? Aku nang bosin cu ya so, paiput, hawa paiput, anda beki tentong. How to answer? So I had to do a simple answer, give him. I said, uncle, tentong, oh, how can you understand, ah? Okay, can you understand? Hua yi, eh? Hua yi, okay, I speak Hua yi. 我们的家哦，我们的家谁跟我们一起住？是不是我们的儿女？啊 ，No argument 嘛 ，Our house, our children stay. 天堂是什么地方 ？What is heaven? We have to understand heaven. It's not something so difficult to understand. Two places I tell you, Psalms 23 verse 6. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life.And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Okay? Jesus said, John 14, believe, don't let your heart be in trouble, believe in me, believe also in God. In my Father's house, there are many mansions. So heaven is actually our Heavenly Father's house. Heaven is God's house, right? That's why in the obituary, when you see someone who passed away, the first thing you say, call home.Call home to be with our Lord. So I said, your house, your children stay. Heaven is God's house. Therefore, God's house is also meant for God's own children. But are Buddhists God's children? Sorry, Buddhists are not God's children. So Buddhists cannot go to heaven. Straight away, she said, if I want to be in heaven, I must be one of God's children. Yes, uncle, there's a condition. Then I told him how to be a child of God.You know, you share what he calls spiritual laws. And he accepted the Lord to be his Savior. And do you know what happened? About a month or so was Easter Sunday. And he even went through baptism. I don't think you always see a 90-year-old man, people wheel him on a wheelchair, go to water baptism. And after that, he attended church. And again, that year, October, God took him home.So heaven is God's house. God's house meant for God's children. I think they understand. Okay. Just now the first hymn you sang was, Oh, for a thousand tongues to sing, my great Redeemer's grace. The glory of my God and King. You know who wrote this? Charles Wesley. Charles Wesley, if you sing his hymn, I don't know how many years it take for you.He has written 6,500 hymns, 6,000. Hark the Herald Angels Sing and all. I love hymns. And the one who wrote the most is still Fanny Crosby. Fanny Crosby wrote about 8,000 to 9,000 hymns. She was blind, you know. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine, to God be the glory. I always encourage people, God's people, to continue to sing hymns. Number one, they were written by men who started a whole denomination like Charles Wesley.Start the Wesley Church, Martin Luther, a mighty fortress is our God. Don't continue to sing too many of these choruses. They are very, very shallow. The Word of God, Martin Luther said, hymns are miniature Bible. I spoke in many churches, they call themselves charismatic churches. I say it is good to be charismatic, but when you become charismatic, make sure you're not charismatic. When you don't sing hymns, you become charismatic. Okay. Why did I choose Luke 16 and from verses 19 to 31, which our reader just read, but I think he did not read in Chinese. Can you read in Chinese? From Luke chapter 16, verses 19 to 31. Now, I want you to pay particular attention. This passage of scripture, you know who was the one who spoke about it? This passage of scripture was spoken by our Lord Jesus Christ himself. And this is a very important scripture. Can you read?
路加福音第十六章第十九节到三十一节，有一个财主穿着紫色袍和细麻布衣服，天天奢华宴乐。有一个讨饭的，名叫拉色路，浑身肮脏，被人放在财主门口，要得财主桌上掉下来的零碎充饥，并且狗来舔他的肠。后来那逃犯的死了，被天使带去放在亚伯拉罕的怀里，财主也死了并且埋葬了。他在阴间受痛苦，举目远远地望见亚伯拉罕，又望见拉撒路在他怀里，就喊着说，我主亚伯拉罕啊，可怜我吧，打发拉撒路来，用指头尖叫热水凉凉我的舌头，因为我在这火焰里极其痛苦。亚伯拉罕说，儿啊，你该回想你前生享过福，拉撒路也受过苦，如今他在这里得安慰，你倒受痛苦。不但这样，并且你在我之间有深怨限定，以致人要从这边过到你们那边是不能的，要从那边过到我们这边也是不能的。财主说，我主啊，就是这样，求你打发拉撒路到我父家去，因为我还有五个弟兄，他可以劝他们做见证，免得他们也来到这痛苦的地方。亚伯拉罕说，他没有摩西和先知的话可以听从。他说，我主亚伯拉罕呢，不是的，若有一个从死里复活的，到他们那里去的，他们必要悔改。亚伯拉罕说，若不听从摩西和先知的话，就是有一个从死里复活的，他们也是不听劝。
Now, what are the important things that you and I can learn from here?
Now, 所以从这里有什么重要的事情我们可以学习的呢？
I sometimes believe that many Christians don't have the passion and the love to go and share and win souls. Very likely, still they do not believe whether there is a place called hell, people suffer, or heaven.Or whether it's true that those who are not saved will go to hell. Now, in this passage, Jesus spoke about two people, Lazarus and the rich man. The rich man, he had all the money, nothing to depend upon, don't worry. But when the beggar, when he became a beggar, not only was he so poor, he was also sick. You know, his body was full of sores. So when you're poor and you're sick, you have to cry out.To God for mercy. But time on life on our earth is short, so both died. And you know, Lazarus was carried in heaven in Abraham's bosom. And where did the rich man go? In hell. Because the Bible says, the rich man died, he was buried, and in hell and in torment and torture, he lifted up his eyes and he saw Lazarus and Abraham. So the first question,Is there such a place called hell? Jesus was not telling us a fable, telling you a true story. Okay.
所以在这里呢，我们听到主的话语说呢，有一个是穷人，有一个是财主。我们知道，一个穷人他需要求人家才能够过生活，所以他必须要靠主的。然后。生命在这个世上是短暂的，然后这两个人都死了，所以这两个人都已经去世了，离开人间。可是我们可以看见的就是有两个地方把他们被分开在两个地方，一个就是拉撒路在天堂了，然后这位财主呢，他却在地狱里面。
The rich man make two requests.He wanted water for his tongue. He could not get the water. Then he made another request because he still remembered. Now, when a person die, he will still remember things. That's the worst part. The Malay say, mati habis. No, not such thing. He remember he had five brothers. Now he suffered. Now he does not want the brother to suffer. So he asked Abraham to send Lazarus to share with the brothers so that they do not come to the same place of suffering hell.
所以呢，这个财主他就有两个请求。第一就是他想要一些水，因为他非常的炎热。可是他得不到水。第二呢，就是他请求拉萨路呢能够回到他父家中，因为他有还有五个弟兄还没有接受主的。因为人死了之后呢，最痛苦的就是他还有记忆的。他虽然人死了，可是他的记忆还是存在的。
His request to send Lazarus was not given, but Abraham mentioned they should listen Moses and believe Moses and the prophets. At that time, Moses and the prophet was still on earth. Now, to let you know, Moses came to earth 1,500 years BC, before Christ, Moses came. Now, we are living in the year 2009, right? So, how long ago was Moses on earth? B.C. 1005. A.D. You minus 9 years. Say A.D. 2000. Behind your 1005, another 2000. Total how many years? All together? 3,500 years.
所以呢，我们都知道，其实摩西呢，他那个时候已经存在的，和其他的先知，所以呢，这个财主的请求呢，也不得应允。其实摩西他在主前1500年前已经在这个世上了，现在已经2009年，所以他大概已经有3500年的历史了。
The reason why I bring this time of 3005 is to let you know how long Lazarus has been in heaven with Abraham, and also how long the rich man has been suffering in hell. You know, the rich man has been suffering in hell for 3,500 years. It's still not ending yet, you know. That is what we call eternity. 3,500 years and not ended. Someone say, a good friend, my dentist say, if I have the worst pain of cancer, I still can take it. The worst pain of cancer. If I lose all my money, I still can take it. Because it'll be over one day. You know, it'll be over. But if I lose my salvation, it's terrible. You know what I mean? 3,500 years, not over. When I share this in Bintulu, and I share this in Ayatawa, in Bintulu, two doctors, husband and wife, because their parents not safe, they were so worried. They went to the parents' place in another place called Cebu and brought someone to share and brought the parents to know the Lord. In Ayatawa, a pastor called Pastor Ma, she came forward and asked me to pray. She cried. My mother worshipped Kuan Yin. I, as a pastor, preach on this, but I did not realize eternity, 3,500 years not over. Forever, pray for my mother that she be safe. Now, it is so important for you and I to realize, Moses said in Psalms 90, teach us to number our days, that we gain a heart of wisdom. So what we can do? Then in the end, he said, establish, Lord, the works of our hand. O Lord, establish the works of our hands. Do you know, brothers and sisters, many of the things that you and I do, at the end, are all wasted. It's all wasted. Let me tell you, there are only four things are very important that will last and never pass away. First is God Himself. From everlasting to everlasting, He is God. Second is His Word. Till heaven and earth pass away, not one jot nor tittle of this law shall pass until all be fulfilled. Forever, O Lord, Thy Word is settled in heaven. God, eternal, never pass away, His Word. The kingdom of God is eternal. And finally, you and I shall be involved, must be involved, is are the souls of people. You know, the souls of people are eternal. Other than that, all the things you and I do are one day going to be wasted. W-A-S-T-E-D. Quite sad. You summarize that. The things wasted.
所以呢，我们都知道，在这个生命里头，我们都做很多的事情，很多很多的事情。不过呢，我们要知道什么事情呢，才是有永恒价值的。所以呢，总结就是我们的救恩才是有这个永恒价值，也是我们要追求的唯一的事情。
Do you know? Sometimes I look at people's life, and then.I didn't realize some of them, they have been very quiet, you know, like submarine. Submarine always under the sea. Sunday only they come up. Because I have some friends, I never knew that they were Christians. Until one day people will still know. You know when they know, when they know you're Christian? When they see your photograph, and some Bible verse there, you know, your obituary. But I say it's no use, too late.You know, there are some Christians, I give them the names so that they remember. I call these people OCBC. You know what OCBC? Not the Overseas Chinese Bank. This Christian, like, we don't know whether they are Christian. OCBC means orang Christian, bukan Christian.
所以呢，有一些的，我发觉一些人呢，他们好像那些潜水艇一样的，他们只是在星期天才在教会出现的。所以呢，有一些人我就称他们为 OCBC， 所以呢，他们是基督徒，却又不像基督徒一样的。
You know, a Londoner who stayed in London, when he heard John Wesley always make sure when he preached.He will use this Bible verse found in Revelation 20, verse 15. John Wesley. He said, those whose names that are not found in the book of life will be cast in the lake of fire. So this man who stayed in London, he said, if what Christians say, if what John Wesley say is true, those who do not believe in Jesus will be cast in the lake of fire. You know what he said? If this is true,You know what I will do? I will crawl on my bare knees, even with broken glasses on the street, to go and warn people, to warn them. If you go to hell, you'll be suffering. And there's a place. He will go on his bare knees to warn people. Now, do we have that urgency, to go and warn people?
那么威斯里约翰呢，在英国的时候，他时常都用启示录第二十章第十五节那边来传福音的，就是若有人的名字没有在生命册上呢，他就被扔在火永远的火湖里了。所以有一个人住在伦敦的，他听见说，他就起了一股勇气，就说如果是真的话，我。就算屈膝要跪在地上爬着的话，就算爬在玻璃碎上，我都要快的去告诉人这件事。
Some years ago, I was ministering to a end stage patient of cancer, terminal ill case in a university hospital with a friend. Halfway, the doctor on duty came.And we had to go out and wait for him. Now he went in, I think less than 10 seconds, he rushed out.
然后好几年前呢，我就曾经服侍过一位得了末期癌症的病人，在马大医院。然后那么他的医生就来了。不过呢，不到十秒钟呢，这位医生就很急的叫我们来了。
He came out, he pulled me by my hand.Because he knew what we are doing, this doctor said, you don't go. Go and speak to her, pray with her, give her the peace. You know what he said? Go at least help to save her soul. The last thing he said, he's a medical doctor, you know, and doctor telling me, this lady, she needs you more than she needs me. You understand?
所以这位医生他就赶紧地拉着我的手说，你先不要走，你快来救他的灵魂吧，因为他其实这个时候需要你更多，多过需要我。
Just now I told you, before we can make God known, share the gospel, we have to know God personally. Because in Daniel 11 and verse 32, there the word say, the people who do know their God, the people who do know their God shall be strong and do exploit.
所以呢，我刚才就所提到的说，我们必须要真正的认识我们的主，因为在但以理书十一章第三十二节也提过呢，我们必须要认识我们的主，以致我们能够得到刚强。
Now to help you know God very well, I have also brought with me a book called Meditating on the Bible, the Word of God, to help you know God.You see, this book, actually, Billy Graham Crusade and many have used up, and the printer are not printing any more new edition. So, last time, through a pastor friend many years ago, we wrote to them to photostat and bind them. So, he said, if it's not for commercial use, for internal use, we can do that. So, I've been doing this. Last time, when I shared with the Evergreen, the senior citizen,People, I brought some. I also have brought some away outside. This book, if you buy original, it'll be about, I think, 40 over ringgit. But now the cost is about only 20 ringgit each. Now, I share this. I'm very honest with you. I normally do not encourage people to read books. I'll tell you, don't waste time reading books. Read the Bible. Read the Bible. But this is the only book that I recommend because I passed a lot to pastors,friends and myself reading it. I read it many times. This book is a fantastic investment. Next to the Bible, I'll read it because it quotes there how people like David, George Muller, how they knew God. They take in the Word of God, teach you to know God. And this book, if you ask me, I use the word, MTT. You know what's MTT? This book, Mo Tak Teng.
所以呢，为了帮助我们更加认识主，我也带了一本书来，叫做怎么样的默想主的话语，所以现在呢，特价是二十多令吉而已，所以大家可以购买。因为呢，其实我不鼓励大家读太多的书，因为不要浪费时间，你们只要读圣经。不过呢，除了圣经之外呢，这一本书是我非常推荐的，因为我也推荐给很多的牧师传道，因为里头呢有很多的教导。告诉我们一个人他们怎么样的来认识主认识上帝的话语。
Now when Jesus told us both in Matthew chapter 4 and 19 and Mark chapter 1:17 when Jesus said follow me and I make you fishers of men or follow me I make you fishers of soul. Now when we are followers of Jesus ChristIt's very natural that you had to go and catch souls. Then again, he said in John 14 and 12, He who believes in me, the work I do, so shall he do. And greater than this shall he do, for I go to my Father. Now the main work that Jesus did is to save souls.
所以在马太福音和马可福音啊，耶稣都说，你们呢，是我的门徒，所以呢，你们要做的就好像要得人如鱼一样，所以呢，你们也要去得着这些的灵魂。所以在约翰福音，他也说了，我所做的，你们也要照样的做，而且要比我做的更多。
Why did Jesus come to this world?He said, the Son of Man has come to seek and save that which is lost. You read it in Luke chapter 20 verse 10. Then Paul said in 1 Timothy chapter 15, what did Paul say? This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptance, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of which I am chief. Again, you see, there are many places we know what the prophecy about Jesus. Matthew chapter 1, verse 21, this was said. Matthew chapter 1, verse 21. She shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Jesus came and died to save sinners. And in, of course, afterwards you don't have to translate. Then in 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9, this is a very important passage. 2 Peter 3, 9. There it says, for God, or the Lord, is not slack concerning his promise, as some count slackness, but he is long-suffering towards us, not willing that any should perish, but all should come to repentance. God is not willing that any soul should perish. That's why in John 3:16, there it says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Whosoever believe in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. James 5:20 tell us what? James 5:20 say, Know this, he who converts a sinner from the error of his way shall save a soul from death. Save a soul from death, eternal death. So, God's will is that all should be saved. Save 每一个人 得到得救. To be perished means
灭亡。
神不愿意 一个灭亡。 Now I share with you this, and very after that I'm going to close shortly. I'm sure we have the song 奇异恩典, Amazing Grace, later on we sing as a closing song. Now, there's a story about two people. Now, I want you to listen to you this carefully. What is your responsibility, my responsibility? I say, rescuing the perish, duty demands it. Our duty demands to rescue the perish. In the village, there live two people. One man who is very wise man, they call him wise old man. He can tell people and help them solve the problem. Same village was a boy. And this boy, a little bit naughty, because he was a bit jealous. Why people pay attention to the old man? So he said, one day I'm going to embarrass the old man. You know what he'll do? Usually Sunday, a lot of people will come and ask the old man solve their problem. I'm going to catch a bird and I will cover the bird with my hand. Then I'm going to ask the man, can you tell me what's inside my hand? If he say right, if they say there's a bird, the second question I'm going to ask him, I don't know how he's going to answer. Can you please tell me, is this bird in my hand dead or alive? If he say the bird is dead, I'll let it fly away, open. But if he say the bird is alive, you know what I do? I squeeze the neck of the bird. Now, how to answer? So the day came, he asked many people there, wise old man, what is in my hand? The old man slowly looked, observed, he saw a feather sticking out. And he knew it was a sparrow. Little boy, I can tell you, you have a sparrow in your hand. You're right. But wise old man, can you please tell me, is this bird in my hand dead or alive? How to answer? He's a wise man. After thinking, little boy, you ask me, is this bird in your hand dead or alive? My answer to you is, listen, the life of the sparrow is in your hand. The life of the bird is in your hand. Now, I share this with you. The salvation of many of your friends' relatives is also in your hands. It's true. Whether you're willing to go, you want them to perish, you become an OCBC, they perish. But if you have a compassion, yesterday I was morning, I was asked to speak to an 83-year-old man. He came from Batu Gajah, father of a Christian, and he was not a Christian. I shared with him, he was a former Chinese school teacher. So I used the word 华人 and all this, I shared. And thank God that day, yesterday he accepted the Lord. Now I have a burden for people's soul. I brought my father-in-law to Christ and all. I thank God, I set target all along. I already, in the year 2005, I brought more than 1,000 people to Christ. I'm still not satisfied. I still want to bring more. Now, if you get a copy of the book, Teach You to Know God, and you get a copy of the CD, people have used a CD and they have used that so effectively they have brought people to Christ. Money is not an important thing, you know, because God only make us steward. That money, Jesus said, what does it profit a man if he gains the whole world but loses his soul? Whatever you can invest to save soul, God will bless you many times. Now, how are we going to know God? And how are we going to serve God? That's why when Jesus said, you're neither hot nor cold. And because you're not hot nor cold, I will spew you out of the mouth. You know, we don't want to have what I call the pew warmers that come. You know, Paul said, he said, do you know that those who run in a race all run, but only one receive the prize? Run in such a way that you may obtain. Do your best for God. How are you going to know God? How to serve God? I give you one key. I think you remember. Very easy. When you go and drink coffee, how many of you love coffee? I also drink coffee, right? When you go to Kopitiam, you ask kopi, yeah? Hey, kopi or kau? Not enough. Kopi or kau, right? I tell you a secret. When you want to know God, when you serve God, give service to God, also love God and serve God, kau. Serve God kau, then only got taste. So, your reward will be great in heaven. This world is temporary. There's a song, this world's not my home, I'm just a passing through. Can you translate?
I think they understand.
I thank God for him. He's been very patient, young man. Now, what I'm going to do is, as I encourage you, you get a copy of the books. I bought only, I think, about 80 copies. It's 20 ringgit. And then the CD, some in English, Chinese, 10 ringgit. It's actually worth our investment. But I'm going to close and pray for all of us. We sing this song, Amazing Grace. It's because of grace of God we are saved. We were blind, we were lost. But God, by His mercy and grace, there's a hymn say, I do not know why God's wondrous grace. I'll get a musician and we have the song of Amazing Grace.
140.
Your hymn book. What's the number?
140.
140. It's in your hymn book. 140, yeah. At the last stanza, when we finish the last stanza, we rise to our feet and I will close in prayer.
当我们唱完最后一段呢, 我们一起站立, 我为大家祷告。
Father, we want to thank Thee now for amazing grace that saved a wretch like us. Lord, we were lost, but now we are found. We were blind, but now we see spiritually. Father, I thank You for Your people, Your children here in this church. Lord, we know that You have blessed them, You have taken care of them. Father, we pray that we do not neglect our duty to reach out to the lost. I pray for this church, O Lord, especially for Pastor Mark Chua, that You use him, O Lord, and his leaders here, O Lord, to get this church ready for the end time harvest. There are many souls outside there that need You, O Lord. Like the doctor who said, people need us more than they need others. So, Lord, I pray every one of Your children here will have the passion and the love to reach out for the lost. Father, I pray too, O Lord, You give them the compassion, O Lord, that they will have mercy upon those who are lost. Father, I pray, just like the story of the little boy, the salvation of the souls of many are actually in our own hands. Lord, You have died for us, for these sinners. I pray, Lord, let not Your death be in vain, O Lord. Let not Your death be in vain. Let us remember how You sacrificed for us, Lord, because of Your love. Like Paul say, it is because of necessity I must preach the gospel of salvation. And we have to preach. And he said, woe unto me if I preach not the gospel. Father, You have given us many blessings. You have given us a lot of gifts, a lot of talents. Let us use this for Your own kingdom. So I pray for this church, O Lord. You strengthen them, O Father, that they will have a desire and thirst to know You. They hunger for You. As the deer pants for the water, so panteth my soul for Thee. Let them hunger for the living God. And when they know You, O Father, they make You known. Continue to be with them. Continue to bless our leaders and Pastor Mark and his work. All this I pray and ask in Jesus' name. God bless you.
As we remain standing,